Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy November. We're happy to be back here. The government is still shut down, and what the Democrats are saying that they want, what they need to get this government back open, are subsidies to make sure that health care is still affordable for people in this country. And then the question mark, of course, is absolutely, which people in America? That's a big point of argument between the parties. But I think that there's a really important conversation coming out of all of this, which is how affordable was the Affordable Care Act even to begin with? And I thought, gosh, I bet Steve Moore would like to talk about this. He's a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation. Steve, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you. I just want to open the floor to you and ask you about your thoughts on the way we're doing healthcare in this country and if the Democrats have the right solution to extend subsidies.
Oh, hi, Annie. Great to be with you. Hope you had a great Halloween.
Yes.
Listen, this is, I think the things we should really be afraid about is socialism. And we have socialism in our healthcare industry right now. Remember, as you said, they called that bill that we passed 15 years ago when Obama was president, the Affordable Care Act. And now we're looking at healthcare that's three times more expensive than when that bill passed. And many people are going to be paying $35,000 to $40,000 for healthcare this year because of that act that drove up prices so dramatically. And so why is this happening? Because we don't use the free enterprise system. We don't use competition. There's no price transparency in healthcare, and the costs are exploding. And frankly, the quality of care is not nearly keeping up with the increase in prices. So that's the situation today. And I think the Republicans need to stand firm here and say, look, all they're really talking about is making sure that people are getting Medicare and Medicaid and government subsidies are eligible for the programs. Mm. That's all they're saying. I mean, the federal government's own auditors, their own auditors say that about $160 billion is stolen from Medicaid every year by fraudsters. I mean, and the Democrats say don't cut anything out of the programs.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that they made the Affordable Care Act. It did exactly the same type of effect as the Inflation Reduction Act. Pay attention when these Democrats name these things.
Exactly.
But now right. The Democrats need subsidies. They need to use government subsidies for the government subsidy of affordable health care. None of it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, beyond that, you know, so what happened, again, there's so many different facets to the story, but during COVID, we passed an emergency and temporary, and then, by the way, nothing is temporary in Washington, as you know, but we passed a temporary expansion of Medicaid Affordable Care Act subsidies because people were feeling, you know, the pinch of this virus. But COVID ended 5 years ago, and that those emergency and those, quote, temporary, unquote, subsidies Trump saying, okay, COVID's over, let's go back to the system we had before, and they don't want to, and the Democrats are, have shut down the government now for what? We're more than 4 weeks into this shutdown because they want to make sure that those subsidies continue for another 5 or 10 or 20 years.
Yeah. Last question before we let you go. We appreciate your time. We're speaking with Steve Moore here. Is fixing health care, at least from a conservative, especially a fiscally conservative position, is it easy? Is it easy to fix the Affordable Care Act for Americans?
Everything's upside down in our healthcare system. By the way, the biggest lobbyists right now, Annie, for the expansions of the Obamacare subsidies, you know who it is? It's not even the low income groups, although, you know, the kind of the, some of the social welfare groups are. But the biggest advocates of this are the health insurance companies.
Yes.
Guess what? 70% of the money goes right into the coffers of the big health insurers. How does that help, you know, the ordinary working man and woman? So, yes, the way to reform health care is really not that complicated. Insurance is supposed to be to insure against a, you know, a traumatic event. Why do we have fire insurance in our house? Because we don't, if our house burns down, we want to be covered for that. People should be paying more out of pocket for, you know, routine medical expenses. And then if you have a surgery, or if you get cancer, or if you get a chronic disease, or, you know, something that requires huge expenditures, you're insured for that. And by the way, if we had that, we wouldn't need to spend all this money on health insurance. We would be much more cost conscious. When's the last time, you know, when you saw a doctor, or, you know, somebody said you need the surgery? Do people shop around for that? Why can't we pay for health care the same way we pay for everything else we buy?
Well, because then the right people don't benefit financially, Steve.
Exactly.
You asked the question.
You got it right. You got an A in economics today, Annie, well, and great to be with you.
I appreciate you. That's because we're educated by Steve Moore. We always appreciate you. Thanks for being with us today.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. You know, the thing I would potentially push back if we had a longer opportunity to discuss this, and when I asked the question, is it easy to fix healthcare financially in this country? And he's like, well, yeah. I think that the argument, and I don't know enough about who made these arguments in the first place, like what parties, not necessarily like Republican Democrat parties, but like what do the physicians think? What do the insurance companies think? What do the advocates for the less fortunate think? But he's saying, like, if you are going to go have a physical done, a well visit, you should just pay out of pocket for that. We shouldn't be paying into a system that makes that, air quotes, free to go, covered. Because if your costs have skyrocketed and now you can go get certain sort of, like, everything wellness is supposed to be covered. And remember, covered is not free. Somebody is paying for it, likely you with your exponentially increased premiums that you're paying, some more than others. But I remember specifically the argument being, if more people felt as though wellness care was accessible, we would be healthier. It would be more affordable to cover wellness visits, vaccination access, you know, annual physicals where you could find something maybe earlier than later after it is going to be a much higher expense in the medical region, that it would be more affordable to cover that. People would be healthier. Therefore, our overall healthcare costs would go down. What Steve Moore is just saying there is you should have coverage in an emergency basis, which I understand, like your car insurance, God willing, you never use it. Isn't that weird? You're paying X amount of dollars every month and hoping to never have to use the thing that you're paying hundreds of dollars for on a regular basis. Homeowners insurance, same thing. Hope you never have to make a claim. And if you have to make a claim, guess what's going to happen to your monthly? Whoop, going up. Health insurance, you pay into it and you're using it all of the time. And that everybody is accessed, the people who are able to use health insurance and access things where if that insurance is provided to them because it's fully subsidized by whom? The taxpayers, who are also paying their own premiums. What if we didn't do that? I don't have the answer. If the question that I just asked Steve Moore is asked of me, is it easy to fix healthcare? The answer is no. I can't imagine that it would be. From a sensible standpoint, but then obviously from a political standpoint, you'd have to have something that would be able to be passed. certainly not with the majority that the Republicans have razor thin in the House and the Senate with a 3-seat majority. I can't imagine that Dr. Rand Paul, Dr. Senator Rand Paul, his version of what should be paid for and covered is going to look a lot like what Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski in the Republican Party think, let alone pick off a few Democrats and say, here, you need to agree to this to the tune. We can't even agree across parties to end the shutdown. How are they going to come together to agree on health care? I will say that there's one caveat that I think right now could make this possible. And that is that Donald Trump would be willing to make a deal. He understands the 80% of the compromise, the deal maker in Donald Trump. If anybody was going to be able to get this done, I think Trump could do it.
Get the government shutdown over
healthcare? Fix healthcare. Fix the cost of healthcare. If anybody was willing to look specifically the Republicans in the eye and say, get over yourself, we need to fix this and we need to fix it now, and tell Republicans to get on board with something that isn't, I say wholly with the W in front of it, pure fiscal conservatism, but maybe as much better than socialized medicine and the Affordable Care Act, I think Donald Trump could get that done to where he could get maybe a few people on the Democrat side of the aisle to come across and be a part of something really big. After the midterms next year, when Donald Trump is a lame duck, I think President Trump, as long as he doesn't lose his majority, as the Senate is a Republican-favored election in the midterm, the House, we shall see. I think if somebody was going to be able to get this job done, folks, he brought a peace deal to the Middle East and had Arabs and Jews praising him at the same time. It should be a leap further than Republicans and Democrats in Washington, D.C. Should be. Will it be? I'm not holding my breath.
I would love to see Republicans come up with an absolutely fantastic health care plan. I mean, while Steve Moore was talking, I was writing this down. I'm thinking, well, Dems' solutions to health care are just more of this. They don't have any solutions either. It's not as if all Republicans don't have a solution.
I'm waiting for the Democrats to stop calling themselves Democrat socialists and start calling themselves socialist Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at. But in the meantime, while the politics is trying to take care of this, the free market is starting to. It'll take too long. It's not as if you can do this entirely with free market at this point because the government's too intertwined. But you're seeing this already, that individual doctors, mostly specialists, are just deciding we're going to be a practice that does not accept health care or insurance at all.
Insurance, yeah.
At all. And so
what do they call it? Boutique. And there's another word for it.
Oh, is there? I didn't know there's a word for it.
Yeah.
So you're seeing that happen. And again, it's mostly specialists because they know, look, if you're going to get X thing done, you have to come to me and we'll work with you. And the prices overall, much lower than if you were doing it through insurance unless it was completely covered. So it's starting to happen. It's just a matter of will that happen, like you were saying, Annie, with general care, with your general practitioner, with getting your checkups done, your average stuff. That shouldn't really be a part. We're talking about we should have a system that only covers you when you're getting the big stuff, and that's by choice. You're not compelled to buy it. You choose to buy it.
I wonder if there are any people listening right now who are healthcare providers, concierge. Gosh dang it. I got a man out there. Thanks, Ben. Assistant producer Ben. Concierge, thank you. I wonder if there are medical providers that are out there right now listening who offer that concierge service on a variety of things. I would really like to hear from you. You can email me directly at anniefryshow@gmail.com, or you can go to anniefryshow.com and click on the contact thing. I'd like to talk to you about it because I know several medical providers who do that. I will tell you, as somebody who's had 4 babies plus 1 miscarriage and have gone through the OBGYN circuit multiple times just due to all of the humans that I have created in my belly, it was wild to watch. Charlie was born in 2009, in December of 2009. So the arc with which things were covered and not covered, but more specifically, the ability for my doctor to provide me the care that he wanted to give me, compared to this is what I would like you to do, now let's fight the insurance companies because this is the medication you need to stop puking your brains out every single day. It was called Diclegis. I tried I think three or four Zofran, I can't remember all the other ones that I tried, three or four different types of medications. Diclegis was a name brand only. It was too new to have a generic out there, and it worked. It gave me my life back during my pregnancy. I think it was with maybe Evelyn. I think it was my third. I don't know if it was my second quite yet. And it saved me. And when I got pregnant, I think it was with Molly the second time around, same symptoms for me, puking morning and night. And the doctor is like, let's get you back on this stuff. And the insurance company said, no, you cannot have this until you go through all of these different medications first, because it was more affordable for the healthcare. My doctor knew that I had already been through this circuit. It did not help me. And he didn't want to pump me full of a bunch of other medications when he knew what was going to work and it was still available. And I it was the lowest point emotionally of my pregnancy was when I went off on some insurance person on the phone trying, like, you need to get prior authorization and you need to take these medicines. And I'm like, who are you to tell me what I need to take when I am miserable every day? And I go see my doctor who knows my full medical history and is saying, you need this. And the insurance company is saying, that doesn't work for our pocketbook, so I'm supposed to jump through a bunch of stupid hoops so that the insurance company is satisfied? Who is the actual customer here?
Yeah.
And that is one small me trying not to barf my brains out multiple times every day of my life for probably the total of about 6.5, 7 months. I would have lived through that. I would have been miserable. I would have lived through that. But there are people who are having these conversations and they're trying to live, outlive cancer. And it is, I mean, if the Republican Party wanted to come together and bring a bipartisan, you know, the 80% of the Republicans and the 80% of the Democrat voters that are out there, to come together to reshape the system, not make this crap version of what we have better, reshape the system, I think that would be an incredibly unifying effort for America to try to revamp the healthcare system. Now, if Donald Trump does it, there are some people who are going to be like, he's trying to kill us. He's trying to kill us all. But the healthcare system in our country is universally despised. I mean, everybody who has a story like I do, and most people do, you can flip a switch and people become immediately enraged thinking about the last time they had to get on the phone with their health insurance company.
Well, because even if it ends well, even if you get done with all that process and they tell you what you want to hear and great, it got approved and all that, you had to spend the equivalent of a full-time job for 3 weeks on the phone and finding paperwork and all that crap to get to that point. It's such a mess, and they do it on purpose because they know, oh, if we add one little step here, there's a better chance that we won't have to pay for it.
You're paying skyrocketing premiums. You're going to see all the healthcare specialists that you need to try to get the thing done. All you're trying to do is care for yourself and put yourself in the hands of the best medical providers that you know, and the insurance company seems to get the final say. It is maddening, super maddening. I'm very blessed to be on the whole, very healthy person, but from pregnancy standpoint, man, I was hormonally vulnerable, people. And I was going to say that poor insurance rep got the brunt of it, but they were mean to me. And so I was like, I think I'm going to be mean to you back. And you're playing with a fire here that you are not prepared for. So sit down. When I run for office one day, someone's going to find that tape.
Yeah, well, it'll
we'd like to record
you
your conversation to help our services in the future. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to speak with Congressman Eric Burleson less than 10 minutes from now. We'll be back a little bit before that. We're going to ask him about the government shutdown, certainly. And I want to know about the AutoPen scandal. Of course, he's a member of the House Oversight Committee. Is this serious? Do people look at, I mean, a lot of people from the outside looking in are going to say this looks like you're picking on an old fart, which is why they didn't charge him, honestly, in that for a crime in the first place, because he was a well-intentioned old crusty man. I don't know if they say crusty. Was that in there? I can't remember. Yes?
It's in The Simpsons.
Crusty the Clown. If you know, you know. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
One of the big things is it helps decide congressional maps.
Right.
Does this have everything to do with redistricting?
Well, it does. In fact, we know the 2020 census, the errors were almost always to the detriment of red states. Blue states like Rhode Island.
Do we know that?
We do know that. The Census Bureau's own audit of its work has proven that. Blue states like Rhode Island were overcounted. Rhode Island then didn't lose a seat. Red states like Alabama were undercounted. Listen, this is just a fact. It wasn't all red-blue, but it was disproportionately red-blue.
So there's Brett. What's his name? Brad? Todd, you never.
One of the big things is it helps.
You never trust a man who's got 2 first names. That's what everybody tells you when you're dating people. Brad Todd.
Like in a dating app.
Oh, yeah. You don't, because it's not the real name. Brad Todd is probably his middle name.
Yeah.
And he's a Republican strategist on CNN, so he doesn't want his cover fully blown.
Yeah, I'm Tom Ron.
Yeah. Todd is, I mean, no offense out there to you folks who have the middle name Todd, but that's kind of a weird middle name.
Unless you are the former First Lady of America married to Abraham Lincoln.
I don't know that was a middle name.
Mary Todd Lincoln? Maybe it was her original last name.
Assuming that it was her last name.
Either way, I like calling her Todd.
But at the same time, you've made a point that someone did have a last name Todd, so maybe that's his real last name. But you still shouldn't trust him.
I don't trust her.
Mary Todd Lincoln?
Yeah.
Who you were.
Yeah.
Anyway, on CNN, he's like,
for Halloween,
we've noticed, you know, it's obvious that during the 2020 census, certainly, that all of the counting errors went one way. And she goes, do we know that? And he's like, we know that. This is a guy on CNN. And when you're looking at different places, at different districts or different states that are looking at doing different districting coming up here, you got to ask yourself, do the Democrats have a lot of runway to manipulate the system to benefit themselves? And the truth is that really not a whole lot of runway left. Maybe a few tweaks here and there. But if the Republicans were going to go ham on the idea of districting in red states the way Democrats have in blue states, Democrats are in deep doo-doo. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. When we come back, we're going to speak with Congressman Eric Burleson, who's going to join us. We're going to talk about the government shutdown, what he wants to see happen, if there's any compromise that he thinks is workable here to get the government reopened, or Democrats need to show up and do their jobs. We're also going to talk about his membership to the House Oversight Committee and the AutoPen scandal that continues week after week to get a little more nefarious for how the Biden administration operated. Eric Burleson, Congressman representing Missouri's 7th Congressional District, next.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's November, November 3rd. It's exciting to be here with you. We're glad that you are here with us. As the news cycle continues to churn, there's one story that continues to be at the top, and that is a persistent government shutdown that I'm curious how many of you folks listening right now have now experienced part of the government shutdown affecting your daily life. Some people haven't been paid for a month. Because the Democrats have refused to pass the continuing resolution that is now waning in time to even be effective. Let's talk to a representative who knows all about it. Congressman Eric Burleson back with us, representing Missouri's 7th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Oversight Committee. Congressman, thanks for the time today, and we appreciate you being here with us.
Hey, Annie. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Where are you spending the government shutdown? Are you in district? Are you at the Capitol? How are you spending this time where government has not been open?
Yeah, I've had to go to the Capitol for a few meetings that I didn't want to put off, some important meetings that I finally was able to get, and so I've done that. But outside of that, I try to stay as much in my district as possible because it's good for my sanity. And then B, it's really, I think it's important that I be able to continue those relationships, go to the meetings, go to the clubs, the community events, and be able to, reconnect with the people that I represent. And so it's been actually for me, a good experience. I really feel bad for the workers who are not getting paid. It's a horrible thing that the Democrats are putting us through. We're the adults in the room. Mm-hmm. Republicans are the ones that said, let's just, instead of having this fight about what we're going to spend money on, let's just continue the current spending levels, the same ones that you guys passed several months ago. And they're the ones that are thumbing their nose at this And they're, I mean, at the end of the day, they're the ones harming the federal workers and the American people, because they just want, they've got a ridiculous list of demands.
So we're speaking with Congressman Eric Burleson right now. And, you know, I think you and I talked maybe very close to when the government shut down, maybe just a day or two into it. And you were saying that a lot of people in your district, they're really not bothered by the government shutdown. They don't like the way the government's spending money to begin with. So there was an initial thought. I know a lot of listeners to our show, too, that like the government shutdown is not the worst thing that could happen. But we're 33, 34 days into this thing now. And, you know, we understand that SNAP benefits have not been paid out. Now there's an argument going back and forth with the courts on that. We know our military is doing their job and making sure we need to make sure that they get paid as well. It's affecting more people. I'm curious if you feel as though the people in Missouri's 7th Congressional District are changing their mind or their tune on this at all this far in.
We've been really surprised and encouraged by the district, because everywhere I go, the people continually say, keep it up. Don't give in to the, you know, ridiculous demands of the Democrats. And it just gives me the confidence to know that my district is with me. And I think that, I mean, it's true. I mean, a lot of the things that most people experience have not been impacted. So most people don't even notice that there's a shutdown. But it doesn't mean that there is harm that isn't being done. I mean, the people that are employed, the TSA workers, the air traffic controllers, our military personnel, to me, it's not appropriate that we're not going to fund their salaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm reading a comment here from somebody watching us on the YouTube live broadcast from Laura. She said, my husband is working, but we've missed two full paychecks and a third of his paycheck at the beginning of October. For those people who are working and not being paid right now, I would assume that there will be back pay whenever the government reopens again. Is that what you anticipate happening for people who are normally federally compensated for their work? Will they get their back pay?
Yeah, absolutely. They will get their back pay. And I know a lot of the staff, I know the Federal Credit Union, which is a credit union that's available to federal workers, they provide a service where they're able to provide these loans that to the amount of what your paycheck would have been at a very, very minimal cost. And so that's horrible that people would have to take that step, but at least there's comfort in knowing that there's services available.
Congressman Burleson speaking with us right now. My understanding is that folks in Congress still do get a check during this time. Is that correct?
The Constitution requires that we are paid.
Can you speak
to
that?
When you hear people that say, I'm rejecting my salary. Well, you're not rejecting your salary. You're basically paying all of your taxes, you know, in that time period. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a false thing to say that. But that's unfortunately. I would love to change that, Annie. I think that if Congress doesn't not only keep the government open, but if they don't pass a balanced budget, I think that our salaries should be diminished.
Yeah.
I think there's got to be some kind of motivating factor to kind of bring this place into fiscal sanity.
You're a member of the Freedom Caucus as well, Congressman Eric Burleson with us right now. You've spoken very consistently about reining in spending and a lot of the compromises that have had to been made, maybe with the Big Beautiful Bill on fiscal needs. I always hear you asking for more responsibility in fiscal conservatism in the way that you represent the 7th District in Congress. The big issue, the main issue at least, that the Democrats seem to be leading on, pushing back and keeping the government shut down, are the extension of subsidies to make health care affordable for people who are going to see those premiums skyrocket here shortly. Is there a Republican, at least even conceptually, is there a Republican answer for the Affordable Care Act to make health care affordable and good in the United States?
Absolutely. How much time have we got? Because
well, I'm here till 3 and I can ask Mark Rue to join us. So.
Okay. So this is a topic I'm very passionate about. I worked in as a healthcare IT consultant for 20 plus years and have seen everything. Like when you're kind of an objective observer and you're able to see the waste and that occurs within the healthcare system, you know where there's opportunities for improvement. And so I'll tell you, Obamacare is a total disaster. It's designed to almost make it like a restaurant that you go to where no one cares about what the bill is because somebody else is paying. So if you go with a group of friends to a restaurant and the waiter comes by and says, hey, you know, some anonymous donor is paying for whatever the price of the meal is, then no one at the table is worried about the price on the menu. They will overorder. There will probably be much more food bought than needed to be there. And the waiter has every incentive in the world to continue to bring out everything that they possibly can because they get 15%. And in this analogy, insurance companies are the waiter. Insurance companies are allowed to charge 15%. So why would they, when they pass this, they moved insurance companies from being in the profit motive of trying to drive down healthcare costs to joining the healthcare industry in jacking up the costs. And the American people are the ones that are paying the bill, and something has to give. That's why these tax credits that the Democrats want to extend are really, that's money that's going to the insurance carriers. It has almost no impact on people's premiums. So if anything, we're throwing almost $500 million. $500 trillion is what it would cost. $500 trillion to continue these, you know, COVID era subsidies for a program that is a complete disaster. And the free market solution, Annie, is something that I'm putting forward to create a better opportunity where people purchase their health insurance on their own. So you would have an account. You can pick whatever insurance policy you want. You go out on the market and shop just like you do with your car insurance. And your employer, rather than doing an employer-sponsored plan, can write a check into your account and fund the whatever insurance policy that you want. Like if you want a policy with Blue Cross, and that includes your network, you know, maybe your network is a BJC.
That would make you be able to choose your doctor.
Yes, you can choose your doctor. You can choose the pharmacies that you go to. Choose your if you want a PBM, you can pick a PBM. If you don't like that, you won't have to do that. If you want to do a MediShare program, you can do MediShare. If you want to join an association plan, it would suddenly free open the market and people would be able to shop and find the insurance product that meets their personal needs, as opposed to what the employer does, which finds a one-size-fits-all solution for employees. This plan would allow for people, maybe if you're not employed or you're self-employed, you should be able to get the same tax deductions. Put money into a plan, purchase your insurance, and then, Annie, this is the beautiful part, all money that's not utilized in these would automatically become health savings accounts.
Oh.
So it would be growing interest-free. You can use those funds on things like, you know, direct primary care, co-pays, deductibles. Imagine right now you don't get a tax deduction for your co-pays or your high deductibles. But what if you could?
Yeah.
And that's the free market solution that I think we've all been looking for.
You know, another thing that I'm thinking about, and I always kind of, I see on parallel paths, the healthcare system, the way it's set up right now, and then also the higher education system, where the federal government subsidizes to the point where the market, the free market, doesn't really compete, because in both instances, you're almost guaranteeing clients or customers of the American people. And when the Affordable Care Act guaranteed insurance companies that everybody was going to be a customer, that takes away the incentive for healthcare companies to say, well, I want the most customers over here, so I'm going to offer X benefits. But in the midst of all of this, at the same time, when you're guaranteeing coverage for medical procedures in both the instance of healthcare, The cost of care, the cost to have a baby, the cost to have a surgery, the cost to have cancer treatments, there's not a real significant element in the whole structure that makes those costs, A, have to make any sense to me, or B, have to be competitive. And the same goes with our higher education system, where, you know, if every 18-year-old can sign a loan document for X amount of money and we can fund the education, you know, at a six-figure school so that you can have a liberal studies degree, there's no sense to it. Then why would the cost of education ever come down to a more reasonable place? There's no free market competition to actually make it affordable for the customer. It just makes it profitable for the entities that the government is subsidizing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, the university racket, they're being subsidized in multiple ways. They're getting checks from their state. If it's a state-funded school, right? You've got subsidies for any of the grant, the loans that through the federal government. In fact, all of them are now federal loans. The individual gets the tax deduction, which does kind of perverse the market as well. So it is, the whole thing is highly subsidized, and all it does, the bigger the government, the more the government gets involved in an industry, the only thing that can afford that industry is government. And that's the market that we have both in the university system and in our healthcare system.
Well, Congressman Burleson, I'm happy to hear that you are energized about this, because I would like to continue this conversation as we work through whatever ends up happening with the government shutdown, whatever the Democrats end up continuing to hold hostage, or if Republicans decide to capitulate in some way. The insurance conversation, the healthcare conversation is going to be at the forefront, and we look forward to talking to you about it again very soon.
Yeah, anytime. You know, somebody has to kind of lead and put the policy forward, and that's what we're looking to do, is be that policy nerd. And Dr. Bob Onder is going to be a great ally in that as well.
Yes, certainly. We'll also get back to you on the auto pen situation. That's a big story as well. We didn't have time for it today. Congressman Burleson, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Annie.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Eric Burleson, the representative from Missouri's 7th Congressional District, member of the House Oversight Committee. I'm really interested in if we could solve one of two things, the healthcare industry or the auto pen scandal, which would you really actually prefer get solved first?
Well, healthcare.
Obviously.
Yeah. As much as I would love to see that auto pen stuff.
Yeah.
And healthcare is such a big deal.
And an if or yes, it affects every single person the same. All right. Went long with him there, but happy to have him on the show. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Is it super boring to talk about health insurance on the radio?
Yeah. But I also think that there are a lot of people that care, and so you lean in a little bit because you know how much it could impact you.
You think I was born?
No. I'm really caught here between saying yes and no.
I just want your honesty. I'm okay with it. I can handle it.
Do I think it was boring? As a topic, if you say, here's what we're going to talk about, I don't think anybody goes, all right. However, once you get into it, you're like, actually, this is pretty important, so let's talk about it.
No, leave that open. We're going to die. Yes, it's loud out there. We're having a little bit of a heat situation in our old building here in downtown St. Louis. Not as bad as what we hear some of the other stations in the building are having. But we're trying
some
to fix
of the stations
it.
Sound like they are actively I mean, we're close to sweating right now.
Let me
now.
Just put it this way. You know the movie Airplane? You know when he's flying the plane and it's getting really precarious? I think that's the way that the folks down the hallway look right now while they're trying to broadcast radio.
Yeah. We still look great.
Ryan is still his traditional glowing self.
Yeah. Got that little just post-pregnant glow.
Excuse me?
However, I was not pregnant, but I'm comparing it to that because I look that good. My hair is nice and thick. I can smell bears from far away. You know, all the stuff associated with pregnancy, but I was not pregnant.
What is the matter with you? Bears?
That's what they say. When you're pregnant, you can smell.
I have been pregnant way more times than you, and I've never heard of smelling bears.
Oh, you got to smell. You get an increased sense of smell. You know this.
But what if the bears?
Because there might be a predator nearby, like a bear, and you got to be able to smell whether something's coming to eat your kid. You got to be able to do that. And so that's what, that's why God gave you that
I'm
gift while you're
Steve
pregnant.
I'm going to need Steve to come in here. The heat is getting to Ryan. It's getting to him. It's actually affecting the quality of the show.
Let me break this down a little bit. Let's decompress for a second, and I'll just ask you this. Is your sense of smell better during pregnancy or not, or when you're not pregnant?
I would argue that it's worse.
During pregnancy?
Yes.
Why?
Because you can smell everything. It sucks.
Exactly. It means it's better. And you can notice
it doesn't.
When there's, for instance, some crazy person coming toward you who smells bad.
Crazy people don't, by definition, smell bad.
Sometimes.
And good people don't, by definition, smell good.
Sometimes they do.
You are drunk.
What about a bear? Listen, again, we're sort of deconstructing this.
Destructing.
Yeah. Did a bear ever attack you while you were pregnant?
Yes.
Now you got me. I don't know where to go from that.
I took it, though.
Because I had a perfect argument lined up, and you deconstructed it, even. You deconstructed everything.
I could smell it coming.
I know the answer is you never got attacked by a bear in any of your pregnancies because you could smell.
You don't know me.
I think we've talked about this particular issue before.
Yeah, when I got attacked by a bear. Something you'd absolutely tell everybody. Okay. All I was saying is it is toasty in here, and we are trying. If you hear a little background noise, that's just Ethan and talking to all his friends.
He's got too many friends.
He's super popular. Ryan keeps trying to sabotage him.
I don't like that he's popular.
Why not? Is it because of his flowing ginger locks?
Well, that's part of it. But also, I just don't... I want to be the popular guy, and I feel like Ethan's the popular guy.
I'm going to ask you a real serious question. Have you ever been the popular guy?
No.
That was a really sad journey, but to know.
I felt that one in my core.
I was never hated. But I don't know that I was never the captain of the football team. I was never the guy.
I would venture to say that people who think that they want to be popular, that there is a reasonable percentage of them that when they achieved some level of popularity would actually rather do without it.
You know what, though? It's just like being
rich.
Are
you eating?
Everybody is like, oh, money's the root of all evil, but I want to find out myself.
Prove it. Prove that I don't want all the money in the world. Do you support the GOP Senate majority removing the filibuster? Get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote. We'll have those results in about an hour. Don't go away.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.